Good afternoon. Hope you had an awesome Purim yesterday. Again, my apologies. I know I missed another day. I had a few l'chaims as part of the day's celebrations, but that also led to a really deep night's sleep a little sooner than anticipated and before I had the chance to do the podcast. So my apologies will make it up today. However, I found myself waking up to messages from people about some of the brachos, the blessings that I merited to share with the stream of different people that kindly visited our home yesterday. Among the singing, dancing, and l'chaims, it's also a nice idea to share blessings with each other. A day where we have an extra power of tefillah, of prayer. Just as it worked to save the day for the Jewish people in Persia, so too the day carries weight where it could make the day for people in their lives today as well. However, I noticed something interesting. See, we can always give blessings to people, yet sometimes, for some reason, we often feel a little inhibited or weird to give them. And I was thinking, why is that? Perhaps that's actually one of the facets of the famous Jewish phrase, Nichnas Yayin Yatzasot, that when wine goes in, what one has kept as secrets comes out. Now, what does it mean, our secrets? Why are they kept in there? On a surface level, secrets are things that we often think we don't want to share with others, and therefore we keep them a secret. But in truth, secret isn't necessarily things that we don't want to share, but maybe perhaps things that we just can't share. Why can't we share them? Well, possibly because we're too shy or inhibited to share what we're really thinking, and therefore we keep those thoughts a secret. And so on Purim, we have a few drinks, lose a little inhibition, and that what comes out then is sharing with others how great we think they are, which they often don't share with each other, as well as what one's deepest blessings for them, for their families, and for their lives are. Those are the secrets we also keep inside, the good stuff we want to share, but often just feel kind of hokey or unable to share them for whatever reason. And so on Purim, when you aren't so reserved, you realize it's time for you to share what you really think of and pray for others. So may all those blessings shared to you and from you on the day of Purim and always be revealed and fulfilled. And on that note, wishing you an awesome Shushan Purim day, and I look forward to seeing you later today as well.